Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Cersei in Bologna, Italy, and I'm with Hector Narvaez, the Vice President of Sales with Marazzi and Ragno. Hector, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, I appreciate you spending time with us. I've got to tell you, you're up here on Building 20. I think you have one of the most crowded booths in the show. You're here with many brands. This show brings in about 110,000 people from all over the world. So you come every year. Tell us real quick what your role is here.
Kemp, so I'm very proud to be part of this great team. My role here is to receive our customers from the U.S. We have a lot of distributors attending. We have a lot of major customers, major retailers attending as well. To really guide them and walk them and show them the newest innovations, not just in our industry, but particularly in our brands. And to be able to see where we can capture some of that to, you know, bring it back home.
And it's no secret to our listeners that the Mohawk brands and the ceramic is the global leader. And as you just look at the business, how's business doing this year?
Business has been a battle. You know, I think it's no secret that LVT mostly has impacted our industry as well as other major economic factors where it's been a battle. Nonetheless, you know, we continue to move forward, you know, sell a lot of tile every day and continue to keep our customers happy.
You know, you guys are leaders in that business as well. So at least you're getting the business somewhere, right?
The good thing is that we play in every major sector and every major market. So at the end, we are able to pull the result and be able to continue to move forward.
You know, if people haven't been to this show before, then they wouldn't be able to understand the scale of it. You've got a massive booth here for Marazzi, a massive booth here for Ragno. You also own Iliani, they're at another place on the show. And you own Emile Ceramica, which is another Italian firm, and they're here. So, I mean, you have major presence. There's no Mohawk logo here. Most of these people who buy tile are buying from these brands, have been buying from them for a long time. Tell us a little bit about what your brand messages are.
We're standing right outside of the Rania booth with a big 70 next to it.
Yeah.
This is our 70th anniversary. Very proud, you know, to be part of this. So our message is, you know, we have the two major Italian brands being able to take our products worldwide, including the U.S., of course, and being a strong player in this market.
And with Marazzi, you're talking about, I see this big, huge, the top. You're talking about countertops, right?
That's right. So we do have also a pretty big booth here featuring our latest investments. We do have a pretty big factory here in Italy that's producing the large porcelain slabs. And just like you said, Kemp, correct, we not only focus it for floor and wall surfaces, but also for countertops. We are making the 12 millimeter that is being utilized. When I mean 12 millimeter, I'm talking about the thickness of the slabs, which is normally 6 millimeters, to be able to use it on countertops and being able to work them effectively.
Let's talk about the trends real quick. You know, it used to be ceramic tile. I mean, it was on the floor. It was on some walls. And in the United States, it was primarily kitchens and baths. But with this whole panel system now, you can be the cladding on doors, on cabinets. You can be walls. I mean, it really has expanded where the ceramic finishes can go, right?
That's exactly right. You know, you're able to bring the beauty. If you think of natural marble, you see marble tables and marble everything. You're able to put together the beauty of those patterns, you know, and transmit them onto porcelain surface and be able to cut them down and grind them and adapt them to many other surfaces. I've seen even bathtubs done like that. I've seen bars, tables, more than just, you know, countertops.
You mentioned the word marble. That used to be a mined product. It was a stone, but now we're talking about that look. And that look now is on a porcelain product, and that porcelain product is thin gauged and doesn't need to be sealed. It's a low maintenance product. And it's durable. I bet you're putting a hurt on the stone business, aren't you?
Well, I believe we may be. Another thing to consider, and the reason why it's still doing so well, and I'm not an expert in stone, but I know that a lot of the really good Carrara marble mines have been depleted, where you cannot find the right quality of the veining. We are able, of course, to print the best and the top, you know, type of quality of veining on marbles onto the surface of porcelain slabs.
Let me ask you a question. Right before I left to come over here, we got the news on this countervailing duty on Chinese imports into the United States. So now, effective immediately, there's a new 103.7% countervailing duty tax on products coming over from China. I know that Mohawk was one of the 8 companies that filed with the Department of Commerce to get this done. This is probably going to be good for business, don't you think?
We need to stay tuned to see how business will develop. You're right. We are part of the Coalition for Fair Trade. We are, you know, part of the 8 companies that make that coalition. And now that the countervailing duties have been imposed, you know, we will see how the business develops. We were also part of the importing of that. You know, as you well know, we have a stake in a big factory in China, which actually we have a lot of great goods coming from there. And we need to find a way to maneuver through all that.
Interesting. So you actually make products in China as well?
We do. And like everyone else, we also import. So there's part of our business that, you know, we need to find a way to transition just like anybody else. So we're just as affected as any other importer. And like I said earlier, being part of the Coalition for Fair Trade, we are part of, you know, trying to get on a level playing field. And we will continue to invest with factories, invest with people, invest with distribution outlets to be able to service this market.
I know it's Mohawk strategy to kind of make in the markets where it's used, because take, for instance, you have a new carpet tile factory in Belgium that's under the IVC brand. And so you make carpet tile there for the European market. I guess you make ceramic products in China for use in the domestic market. Before I run out of time real quick, let's talk about product trends. We're seeing a lot of exposed aggregates. What else are we seeing?
By far, I would say the big porcelain slabs, you know, again, translated in many different looks. You're right. We call it terrazzo, the Venetian terrazzo. You'll see it, you know, in some of these booths that we have. It continues to gain traction. I would say another thing that particularly for us, we're going back to smaller sizes. You will see in the Marazzi booth some really beautiful wall tiles. They go back to the inspiration of the Moroccan handmade Zellige type of wall tiles, similar products like that. So while you see those big porcelain slabs that are 5 by 10 feet, you also will see a 4 by 4 inch handmade tiles that are just beautiful, going back to the origins of handmade ceramics.
Are those porcelain as well?
We have both porcelain and wall bodies. I would love to show you, Kemp, some of these great products and innovations that we're bringing.
One more just quick comment on color. For a long time, we've seen a lot of gray, and it looks like things are headed back, maybe even headed back to beige. What do you say?
Well, my design team may call it a little bit differently, but yes, you're exactly right. You got a good eye, Kemp. There's a lot of warm, neutral colors that we're introducing this year. Grays, beige, column taupes, a lot of warmer neutrals that we're trying to introduce to the market.
All right, Hector, great to catch up with you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Hector Narvaez, the Vice President of Sales with the Marazzi Ragno brand, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorAlley.net.